All right, we're talking about gangs now. I'll be watching it.
I was in Commerce City last Saturday after I met with the families, and I had my informers call me and told me that there was a lot of gang activity on the east side of Commerce City. And so I went over there and I was looking. I parked away from the park. I was wanting to see how many gangs were actually there. And when I got there, there was three gangs, two gangs on the left and one on the right. But the two gangs on the left were talking to each other. There was no fighting. There was nothing like that. But the gang on the far right, they were starting to look a little nervous. Something was not. And of course I had 21 dozen burritos that the undercover had made for me and ready, you know. So I said, well, it looks like I get to drive on the middle sidewalk again to see what happens because I wanted to get between them instead of walking up to them, because I wanted to show them, because the two gangs on the left, like I said, they knew me, but the one on the right, I didn't know them. And then so I got up there and the park taker, the caretaker of that park, he saw me. He gets in his little pickup and he leaves, because he knows something comes out. He didn't want to get mixed up with all of that. So I stopped. I got out. I had music playing from Kingdom Music, and I was like starting getting the burritos out. And then the gang on the far right, they started getting in their cars. And I'm like, no, I gotta go get them. God says, go talk to them. So I went over there. I said, hey, you guys hungry? They said, who are you, man? I said, my name's Sonny, man. I brought breakfast for you guys. He goes, you brought breakfast? They said, I have breakfast burritos. Come get them. They're free, man. Come get them. And they're like, what's the other gang's going to do, man? I said, they're going to eat breakfast, because I do this every Saturday morning, man. He's like, all right, man. I said, I'll tell them truth. No fighting. No shooting. Nothing. Let's just eat breakfast. They're like, okay, man. We'll see. We'll come with you. It was a new gang from Dallas, Texas. They're funny kids. But anyway, they followed me up there. And then the other boys showed up. And I said, hey, man, no. I said, Charlie, no fighting, man. Like, you know me. This is just breakfast. He goes, truth, man, no fights. Where are you guys from? And they started talking. Well, we're from Dallas. We just showed up 2 days ago. And so then they started talking. And they're picking up the burritos. And so then I just started walking around praying with them. And I said, hey, man, you got a prayer request? You want me to pray for you about anything? And so I just went around all the gangs, like just talking to them, reading scriptures to them. I've been reading Jeremiah 29:11 a lot, because it talks about God has plans for them. That they're not, you know, they're not alone. It's like, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. And so I shared that with a lot of them. And then, of course, I shared John 3:16, because some of them have heard it but didn't know what that really meant. And, man, they were eating those burritos like crazy. I said, man, I said, he goes, thanks for coming here. And I said, well, it's God that sent me here, man. God gets all the glory, all the victory. I just get to see it. I said, you know, I was broken too, man. My heart was broken just like yours. But God is the healer. He's the one that does all that. And they're like, can God really forgive sins, man? Like, because I've done a lot of bad things in my life, and there's no way that I can, that God's going to forgive me. No way. He goes, I said, that's why Jesus came to this world, man. Because for God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son, and that was Jesus, man. Because he loves you that much. He's like, will you pray for my heart, man? Because it's pretty broken. It's actually shattered. And then he started, and that was the leader. He started crying. Like, I need to know for sure, man, that God forgives me, because I want to go back to my family. I miss them. And that was the leader. His name was Daniel. And he goes, let me call my mom and dad. I'm going to tell them I'm going to give my heart to Jesus Christ. And the whole gang stared at him like, what are you thinking? Like, what are you doing? He says, we're going back to Dallas. You guys want to stay? You can stay. I'm leaving. But I'm going to go home with a new heart, because mine's already broken. And it's like, I said, those of you that want prayer to accept Jesus Christ, now I had already been there maybe an hour and a half. It took a while, you know, but like I said, I walked around amongst all of them and prayed with them. And I said, those of you that want to accept Jesus Christ, come over here. Well, the whole Dallas gang came up and lined up. I said, you don't have to line up, man. All of you could come right here, right in front. So they all came front. As they were receiving Christ, they were starting to cry. God just was moving. And then the gangs that knew me, they're like, Sonny, I still have the Father's Day card you gave me, man. I didn't ever give it to my dad. I said, it's not too late, man.
No.
He goes, I also have the Mother's Day card. And then he sent the boys to the cars on both gangs, and they all brought out all the cards. And I said, see, we didn't deliver them, man. We didn't. I said, why don't you call your parents? Have them come here. You could give it to them. They're like, Daniel goes, yeah, man. I wish I would have done that for my parents. I just didn't do it. They're like, yeah, so you know what? I'll call my mom, see what happened. So pretty soon all these boys started walking around calling their parents, and then they all came. Before you knew it, I had 102 boys around me giving their hearts to God, all three gangs. I was like, I was crying. Like, this, God is moving so much on the street, like you have no idea. Like, it's like a revival in the streets, but with the meanest guys in town. Like, I think they're starting to realize how important families are, and how much they really need their mom and dad, you know? So when I started praying for them and they gave their hearts to the Lord, they said, isn't it true you gotta baptize all of us now? Because like we gave our hearts to Jesus, I heard that you gotta get baptized too. I said, you know what? There's no pond around here, man. I take you guys to the pond and we'll go baptize. He goes, well, you have bottled waters, you can put it on our heads. And I go, yeah, I could do that. So they all started taking turns getting on the picnic table, and I would just pour water on their heads and baptizing them. And they just cried. I cried. I was a wreck. Because that was probably about the eighth time that I actually baptized guys like that, with just pouring water on their head, because there's no ponds around. Mm-hmm. These young men were crying, and as soon as their parents started coming, they're like, I gave my heart to Jesus Christ and I got baptized, Mom. You got baptized today? Like, yeah. It's like, praise the Lord. And they're crying. A lot of parents weren't Christians. They weren't. But once they found out their son gave their hearts to the Lord, they cried. And they go, you know what? I want my house to be ran by God, not by us. So they started giving their hearts to God. I spent almost 5 hours there with all those three gangs and their families. Had plenty of food for them, had plenty of water and Dr. Pepper and Coke. Those boys from Dallas, man, they could drink Dr. Pepper. Like, it was gone. Lorenzo got a little mad because when he showed up, there was no more Dr. Pepper. you ran out of Dr. Pepper. So he sent his boys to Walmart to go buy me a bunch of Dr. Pepper and ice. We refilled up the coolers again. They go, who is that guy? And I said, that was Lorenzo. They're Latinos from San Jose. He goes, you know what? That guy last weekend, man, that was a gang that surrounded us. And he showed up, and those gang, that gang that surrounded us got in their cars and left. They saw those Mustangs coming, man, and they all just took off. Like, who is that guy? I said, that guy has a lot of clout in the game. He's a good guy. He's not mean, but he doesn't like nobody being bullied around me. It's like a Robin Hood gang, and they go, dude, never heard of that. He's a cool dude, man. So Lorenzo, before he left, he says, hey, you guys listen to every word Sonny says about Jesus Christ. It's the truth. Like, he still hasn't accepted Christ, but he talks it. Like, it's pretty close. So after they left, Lorenzo left, all these families kept coming in. And then they said, the parents, a lot of the parents was like, man, I'm addicted to beer, man. Will you pray that God takes that away from me? Because I want to make things right at home. Yikes. But this was the cool part. The parents that were Christians started helping me praying with the families that weren't. That was a blessing. Because like they needed someone to talk to too. But the families that were Christians, they helped pray with all those. I can't tell you how many got saved after the boys. Yeah. I don't know. There was a lot. And it was just a miracle from God. But spending 4 to 5 hours, I kept drinking water. There was one young man, his name was James. He never let me run out of water. As soon as my bottle was empty, he'd bring me another one. He goes, you're doing a lot of talking, man. Don't let your voice go dry. He made sure he was a servant of God, let me tell you.
One of the family members of the family?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, thank you for clarifying that. Yes, he was a family member. He was a Christian, loved the Lord. His brother was like the right-hand man of one of the gangs. Like, but he was a servant. He just made sure that I never ran out of water. Mm-hmm. He was awesome. And then Sunday, I prayed. I went to 3 games. None of them got saved on Sunday. But they all let me pray for them. Now I'm going to go see them today. I'm going to go take Christ to them again. Because when a gang lets you pray for them, they didn't throw me down. They didn't push me. That's another thing. I pulled up and they have weapons on them. They have, some had pistols on them Saturday morning on their hands. But as soon as I got on my pickup, everybody started putting their weapons away. And I hadn't even said a word yet, but God took care of that. It's because, Blue Mustang, you prayed a specific prayer that they would put their weapons away. And they do every time. Even the drug cartels. That has never happened.
See, God added that one. I never thought about putting the drug cartels
in. Well, yeah, I know. And then look what's happened. Yeah. It's a ripple effect. God heard your prayer, and now God has answered. And now I never have to worry about that. It's like, for a long time, I had pistols on my head as I was praying and I was reading the word.
It's going to be fun to see it happen in Chicago, New York.
Chicago, New York, New Jersey. And you already prayed for that too. And so Chicago's going to be the worst for me. It always is. Chicago has the meanest gangs in the United States. They live there. So, but God is bigger than them. We serve a big God. We don't serve a little one. We serve a powerful God. So James came up and he says, hey, do you mind if I sing some worship music, man? Like, I know how to sing. I love singing. Like, yeah, man. So he set up his little speaker thing and back in my truck and just started singing the worship songs. And like, he's a worship leader. Like, he's anointed.
Good voice.
Oh, yeah. He's amazing. It's like, but he really ministered to all those boys. He was constantly giving them pop, water, kept. But when Lorenzo showed up with all the Dr. Pepper, that was funny. He goes, "Hey, you're drawing a crowd here, Ese, but we brought you more Dr. Pepper." He goes, "My coolers are full too, so we're cool now." I said, "How much do I owe you?" He goes, "Nope, that's for the ministry, man. See ya." So they get in their Mustangs and leave. Everybody's like watching. I'm like, "Who was that guy?" Like, that is so awesome. God gets all the glory, man. He gets all the victory. I just get to see it.
Well, that one worked fine.